Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Today is a day filled with celebration. We are celebrating the end of a wonderful our Sunday school year, and we have blessed our graduate from pre-K to high school. And today we also celebrated the beautiful sacraments of baptism for Shelby and Riley. As a pastor, my heart is full. And I give a thanks to God for this all the celebration, and also give thanks to God who has led this community so faithfully. And look around, this is the fruit that we have made through our faith. In the midst of the celebration, there is one verse from the scripture that spoke powerfully to all of us, whether we are just beginning our journey somewhere in the middle or stepping into a new season of life. It comes from the book of Jeremiah. So at this moment, I'd like to invite Donnie Martin to come forward and to read the scripture for us.
Today's scripture reading is from Jeremiah 29:11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Two weeks ago, my son, the little one, Liam, visited his future kindergarten for the school tour. He saw the library, the media center, and he walked through the gym and peeked into the main office. And he also saw the classroom, and there he met his new teacher, and he got to see some of his future classmates. And he even met his school counselor. All of this was meant to help him feel ready for what's ahead this fall. And while I excited him to be excited, but somehow he was quiet. He didn't say any words. He just stood behind me, just peeking into what he sees. And he found out, and when he found out some toys in his classroom, and there was a time that he just ran into and, you know, wanted to play with some toys. And as a mom, I knew what was happening. He was overwhelmed. So I knelt down, and then I spoke to him gently. Liam, it is okay. It will be okay. And then you're gonna love your new school, new teacher, and then you're gonna have a lot of fun and then make some new friends. Everything will be okay. Sometimes in our lives, especially when we experience some transition, sometimes we have this kind of feeling, just nervous. We don't know what to do. Even when the chapter ahead of us is full of promise, even when it is something we have prayed for or dreamed about, sometimes we still hesitate. We get quiet. We get nervous. And we started wonder, will I be okay? Will I belong? What happens next? Whenever we do feel that way, I want you to remember this promise, the words that God spoke to Jeremiah and his people. So let me read the scripture again. "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." What a great promise. But did you know that this promise was not spoken during a joyful season? Actually, this promise was spoken during a time of sorrow and uncertainty, when the people of Israel were in exile. Living far from their home was not their choice. They had been forced to live in a foreign country called Babylon because they had lost everything: their land, their country, their temple, even their sense of identity. In Babylon, the people of Israel were disoriented, grieving, and trying to make sense of where God was in the middle of their pain. And that's when God spoke this promise through the prophet Jeremiah. And then God asked Jeremiah to write a letter because the people are living far. Letter, so that they know they are not forgotten, so that they know they are still loved by their God, so that they know this season is not the end of their story, so that they know God still has a plan. Not just one plan, multiple plans that are filled with hope. Even if they don't see yet, even if they don't feel it right now, God wanted to make sure his people to know they are cared, they are loved. God has not forgotten them. And as we mark the closing of one chapter and the beginning of another, I believe that the same promise still speaks to each and every one of us. So let's proclaim together the promise that our Lord has for us. So when I say God says, I want you to read the promise loud. So let's practice together. God says,
I know the plans I have for you, plans not to harm you, but to give you a future.
Very good. So let's do it. To our children and youth who just finished another year of growing, learning, and discovering who they are, God says, to our graduates who are closing one chapter and looking ahead to something new and unknown, maybe with excitement, maybe with some nervousness, God says,
I know the plans I have for you, plans not to harm you, but to give you a future and hope.
And to Shelby and Riley, newly baptized today, please know that God is already at work writing the first pages of your faith journey. And though you may not know the road ahead, God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans not to harm you, but to give you a future and a hope. And to the parents, grandparents, teachers, and adults in this room, this promise is also for you. Whether you are in a season of transition, uncertainty, or simply watching time moving quickly, God says, I know the plans I have for you. Your story is not over. I am with you still. May you hold this promise close to your heart every season, in every chapter, in every new beginning. Because the God who made you, who called you as his beloved, is the same God who walks with you and goes before you, walks beside you, and who is always writing your story with grace and blessing. And all the churches say, Amen.